Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Enlightenment Evolution Hour with your host, Rob Gauthier. The Enlightenment Evolution Hour is a part of the Enlightenment Evolution Network. Any ideas or opinions expressed by myself, any guest, or callers of the evening may not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Enlightenment Evolution Network. Hey everybody, this is the Enlightenment Evolution Hour with your host Rob Gauthier and your co-host Kalina Angel. And today we've got a very, very, very important and beautiful day today. This is 1 week from what it should have been. It should have been last week, but we've been busy trying to get started up for this year. We kind of had January and February run together on us, but we're here for the monthly channeling call-in show. And as we call in, we're going to open up the lines in just a few minutes here, in order for all of you to ask your burning heart's desire, your questions of the day, your questions of the month, the year, the lifetime, to Ardif, Treb, or any entity that comes through. And you guys can call in at area code 347-308-8788. If you don't live in the United States or Canada, you can sign up for a free Blog Talk Radio account. You can go to the Enlightenment Evolution Hour Facebook page. And when you do that, you can click on the link, and then right above the link, it'll have a Skype emblem where you can click on that and call from Skype. So that are the way, those are the ways to call in today. I wanted also to say hello to my wonderful, beautiful, gorgeous co-host, Kalina Angel. She's joining us for our February 10th edition in 2016 for the Enlightenment Evolution Hour as the greatest and most beautiful co-host in the history of the show.
Oh, baby. Hello to you and hello to our beautiful audience as well. I also wanted to add to something that Rob said earlier. When you call, if you want to call in and ask a question, be sure to dial 1, and that will let us know that you have your hand up for a question, and it works via your phone if you're calling in through Skype. And again, we're really excited to be with you guys tonight. We missed you last week, but we are here this week, and we love you guys.
Yes, we love you very much. Can for those who might just be first callers tonight, we've got a ton of callers, which is very normal for our call-in show. But let's say that there's someone who has not called in before. Can you let them know a little bit about yourself, who you are, about the 103, all the great things that you would like to share tonight?
Oh, well, I'm going to keep it short since it's going to be a one-hour show tonight so that you guys can call in. But a lot of people know me as I also work with Rob, ET Whisper. A lot of people don't know that I'm also connected to the Arcturian 103 Collective. I'll be bringing more information about that this year. And then the other thing that I'm more well-known for is for the radio show that I'll be starting back in probably the end of March called The Earth Experience. And I'm working on, I want to do a radio but also video format with that so it can be more interactive. You'll be able to see my face and hopefully in some cases might be able to see some of your faces and just make it a lot more interactive that way. So you guys will get to know me better as we go along tonight. It's all about Treb and Ardif. Sweetheart, for anybody who's new to Treb and Ardif, did you want to tell them really quickly who they are?
Yeah.
Who they are to you?
Absolutely. If one of you guys bumped into this link on a Facebook group or one of your friends posted it and looked interesting, I am Rob Gauthier, the ET Whisperer. I'm called the ET Whisperer because I channel many different entities, Treb, Ardif, Metatron, the Nihal. Those are the ones that I channel the most. Those are the ones that I'm most known for. But I've also channeled many other entities. And to make a long, long, long story short, I started channeling Treb first, and he is a fifth density, benevolent reptilian hybrid human who is an amazing consciousness, a loving soul, very excited consciousness that brings forward a lot of great information. My connection with him led me to Ardif. Ardif is a sixth density, ancient Pleiadian consciousness. He is from Star Deneb, and he is a wonderfully intricate, very powerful and detailed entity that brings forward a lot of very strong and powerful information. And Metatron, we're not going to be channeling him tonight, but I do channel him too. People know him as Archangel Consciousness. But we will be doing Metatron-only channelings. And the reason is because when I connect to Metatron, it's a different process than connecting to Treb or Ardif. And when I connect Treb or when I connect to Ardif, they can jump back and forth with each other. I've only once ever been assisted for one of them to connect to Metatron. And it's just two different processes. So we're going to stick in with Treb, Ardif, or any entity that they connect to and bring forward. Channeling is channeling. Channeling is bringing through a consciousness to connect and co-create. So that's what we're going to be doing, guys.
Yes.
We've got an hour at least of channeling ahead of us, and I don't want to spend too much time chatting about it. So I'm going to have Kalina talk with you guys for a few minutes, and I am going to start neutralizing so that I can get my energy primed for the channeling, which allows it to come through easier.
You brought up Ardif as well, right?
Oh, okay. Yes.
The reason why I checked in with Rob is I noticed the chat room was not up. I brought it up. So for those of you that want to ask your questions via chat, you can also go on chat. How you do that is if you have a Blog Talk account, or even if you don't have one, it's free. You can sign up and it shows up when you're listening via the links that you have there at Blog Talk Radio. And you just look up Enlightenment Evolution Network, Enlightenment Evolution Hour, and that's how you'll find tonight's show for February 10th. But I am on and taking that. And if you guys want to be more anonymous when you ask your questions tonight, you can, whether on the phone call, you just say anonymous, or you just ask it via chat and ask me. I'll be on the chat room here too, taking questions. So we are very excited. Rob is doing what he calls neutralizing. So he's throwing out any of the excess energies of the day, you know, our human experience or the earth experience, as I like to call it. Sometimes we can get overly excited in certain aspects, or we can feel sometimes too tired, just depending on whatever's happened in the day. And this is a way to neutralize and ground himself, and also to really fully connect with Treb and Ardif. And also, one thing Rob didn't mention is in some cases, let's say if you call and you're asking a question about your hybrid child, or you want to know, some people refer to as talking to their higher selves or whatever, sometimes there are entities that are able to connect through Rob and speak to you directly. It just depends on, you know, the situation and how they want to communicate, and if Treb and our conducive environment at that time for them. So that's kind of what's also led him to be called the ET Whisperer, because he just seems to be a magnet for ET consciousness. But he has been attracting the Archangel Metatron consciousness, and that has been very exciting. And if you guys want to check out YouTube, he does have some Metatron videos up. I just thought I'd share that with you guys while he neutralizes. And also some Treb and Ardif videos, and more of those will be coming up soon. We'll be putting lots of videos from here on out. We have a lot of stuff in store for you guys this year. Now, in a bit, you'll hear Rob will be doing some breathing and some oming, and then you'll hear him connect. And usually he brings an Ardif first. So, wait. presume that's what he'll do, but you never know. Trevor might stop on by to say hi first.
All right, I'm going to take a drink and we'll go ahead and get started. Lena, while she was talking and I'm neutralizing, I heard her bring up the Metatron videos on YouTube. There's also a Galactic Channeling video, which is once per month we're going to be doing free Galactic Channelings with different races around the galaxy. January's was the Ten Snow Andromedan consciousness that was brought forward, and they were pretty amazing, had a great story to tell us about their connection to us, and that video is out there. Also, the Metatron video for January and February are available. We're going to be doing each one of those every month, so each month with a new format, with our new technology, we're going to bring very crisp, professional, good-looking videos for you guys so you can enjoy the true energy of the channeling.
Yeah.
Just to let you guys know, too, for those of you who haven't had a lot of access to seeing me channel, you can type in interview with Ed, Extra Dimensionals, and then type my name, Rob Gauthier, and you will see 5, 6, 7 different recordings from Ruben Langdon, who runs the show Interview with Extra Dimensionals. Tons of great clips of me channeling, interviews with me, Metatron, Trev, Art, all of them. So that's a very, very good place to look
and
forward to.
Of course, also our YouTube site, ET Whisper, where you can go in and check out. If you look at the videos, the uploads as they're done, the latest ones, those are up there right now, the Metatron, the Galactic Channeling, really, really good stuff. And it's free. Free to check out.
If you subscribe, you'll get an email every time we upload a video, too, if you subscribe to the YouTube channel. So I'm going to take one more drink of water, guys, and then we're going to go ahead and jump right in.
Yay.
And sorry to keep saying jump right in, but there's one more thing to explain, and that is that when you guys ask a question about your own personal self, Trev and Art, if are looking at your energy, and they look at it a little differently, and I'm not going to go into that, but what's important is when you ask a certain question about your own personal energy, there's a part of your energy that comes forward, that ignites, that's shown to them. And that connection can be anywhere. It can be in your lower fractal consciousness or your daily self. It can come in your higher fractal consciousness or higher self. It can come through spirit guides. It can come through entities in your oversoul, galactic family members, hybrid children, all of these different entities that are connected to you. And when they see that, they extract that information from there. And the reason I bring this up is because the more aligned you are, the more excited and more fun you're having, the better that energy is received by them and the better it comes back to you. So the clearer answers that you receive. So just have fun, enjoy yourself, guys, and thank all of you for supporting the work that we do here. And the biggest thanks to Kleena for, without her, the work does not exist in the same manner it would, and it would be a lot less of it coming out. So Kleena is a miracle when it comes to ET Whisper information. So thank you for that.
Baby.
Thank you for coming on and co-hosting with me on the Enlightenment Evolution Hour.
Likewise, I feel the same about you. We couldn't get this co-creative experience without you, without Trev, without Artis, and without everyone listening here with us tonight. So I say thank you to all of us, but I especially, I'm a little biased, thank you for opening yourself up enough and to letting go of the resistance to the point that we could all share this experience with each other.
That means a lot. I love you, sweetie. Thank
you. I love
you
too, sweetie.
All right, guys, I'm going to jump in right now, and we're going to call a stop around 10:15, 10:20, so we're going to channel for an hour tonight. If there's any calls that are answered, which is very likely with a list, you guys can try back on our next show, and right now we're doing a show when we can, but we're going to try to do at least twice per month where we do our call-ins the first and the third week. Yes. Of each month. So I love you guys.
Yeah, I do want to say one thing we forgot to mention. Because there are so many callers in tonight, we want to try to get to as many people as possible, try to keep it to one question per person. This way, everybody as much as possible can get a turn. So think of that one deep burning question that's in your heart. And like I said, and as Rob said, we're going to be doing more of these call-in shows. So you'll be able to ask more than one question a month.
If you haven't hit one on your phone, you got to do that so we know that you're calling to ask a question and not just listen in.
Yep.
Love you guys. Love you too, Kalima. And we'll see you guys on the other side. Greetings to all, this is Sardiff, that is L-I-D-I-F, and this is its spell. I know that many of you have many queries for this evening, but before we begin, we wish to express to you that above all things expressed in this evening, to know that you are loved is of the utmost importance. Also, we wish to express both great gratitude and great excitement to be within the presence of the co-created collective consciousness in this evening. This includes all of you who are listening, all of you who are calling, all of you who will be listening throughout the entirety of your linear future, and also yourself, Kalima.
Oh, thank you so much, Ardith. Thank you for being here with us this evening.
Yes, it is a great pleasure. We know that there are many questions ahead. You may begin at your leisure.
Absolutely. I'm going to start right away, and I'm going to open the phone line to area code 408. Who do we have with us this evening?
Hey, good evening. My name is Anthony.
Hi, Anthony.
How are you guys doing?
I am awesome. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's great to hear you guys again. Welcome back.
Hello,
Ardith. Thank you. My question was, so lately I'm in a couple of meditative states that I've been able to achieve. I've gotten to the feeling in my body to where I feel completely weightless, and what I'm trying to do is trying to learn how to maneuver my body like up in the air So I heard that one of the first keys when it comes to wanting to learn how to levitate through the body is to learn how to feel the weightlessness in yourself. So I haven't done it to where I can do it every single time that way, but there have been a couple of times where I've felt that weightlessness. I was wondering if you had any direction on how I can maneuver myself when I'm in that state, I guess.
Yes, first of all, within the consciousness, it is a great deal of technique that can be learned in different varieties for each human consciousness. It is not one trick fits all, but within your own technique that you have learned, the own technique that you have acquired, this is a great tool. It both supports your belief system, it also supports your ability to connect to a certain feeling or a certain vibration, which allows you to further lock into that scenario that you desire, your manifestation, it waiting. Now, understand that when you are working on the thought, feeling, the lightness, this is a feeling that is connected to your body. When we give techniques and suggestions, there is, for the majority's sake, the concept of leaving your physical body in order to co-create. In this situation, because you are doing something with your physical body, we would say that you must then work on giving your own consciousness more energy and more transmittance of energy from your higher self. So in that concept, what we can suggest to you is by being in your physical body, but needing the extra energy from your higher fractal consciousness to create that bridge and ladder with geometric patterns. One that we've always suggested is triangle, which is, for the most part, the majority of humans, transference and integration of consciousness from the higher fractal consciousness to the lower fractal consciousness. So let us give you this visualization technique. First of all, using the triangle within your crown chakra, place one concept of your triangle overposed or superposed upon your own crown chakra, and then work upon connecting to your eighth chakra. Now, if you are not sure of this energy, what we would suggest is place a concept approximately 9 inches above the crown of your head, above your head. Visualize this. Connect to it in a white energy, so the chakra would not be violet as your crown chakra is itself. It would be more of a white energy. Connect a triangle also into that chakra. Then connect the two triangles in a pillar so it would look as if it was a three-dimensional triangle. We are not speaking of a pyramid, but we are speaking of a large triangle that is connected from one area all the way to the top. So if you looked, it would be much as the press that you use in plastic productions on your planet. And in that area, if you can connect those two energies with a white light, it will help transmit more of that energy and then bring down the energy into your crown chakra. Place the intent as you are doing this to bring forward more energy from the higher fractal consciousness in order to assist the energy work that you are doing within the body. And we thank you.
Thank you very much, Arad. And thank you, Anthony, for your question. Are you getting me some water?
Yes. We hear our own voices through your earpieces.
Okay.
From below ours.
Try to turn that down. Okay.
Yes, we thank you.
Okay. I got the water. Okay, so we will bring in our next caller, which is the 360 area code. Who do we have with us?
Hi, Kalina. This is Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. How are you?
I'm very well, and I just want to thank you and Rob, as always, for everything that you do, and I love you, and I thank artists for always reminding me that I am loved.
We love you, too.
My question, quickly, is for Ardith, if he could please tell me about the entity that came through to speak to me about calibration. I'm not sure who that entity was, and if he could tell me who it was and its connection to me.
Yes, first of all, let us express our own gratitude for your own understanding and reception of the concept that you are love. We see this to be of very great importance for all who desire to integrate that consciousness into themselves. Now, as it goes, for the entity who connects to you, who bears the calibration concept, it is an energy that is connected to you from a small collective energy. One of the energies that is connected into that message is one of your guides. A second entity is one that bears Pleiadian consciousness. As that energy was moving through, it brings forward a concept of higher learning, understanding for your own self. What we would express to you is, although we understand the perception of needing to know where this concept comes from, needing to know where the idea is coming from, what we would suggest that the energy and expression of the ideal that was shared with you in that moment was something that was also created from within you. Essentially, all external communication that all of you receive starts from within you. This is why we express Treble Yitni in the most part, expressing the concept that as we look into your energy, you ask a question. We look into your energy so that we may extract that concept. As we are extracting, we are also looking into the part of our own energy that we have not perceived or peeked at before. So we are all learning together. It starts within you, and that information is therefore manifested in a different scenario, different routine, or different area each time that it comes back to you. Sometimes it is from the lips of a child, others from a pet of yours, and others from sixth density Pleiadian consciousness. We express our own excitement about opening the opportunity of all of those reflections throughout the galactic consciousness and universal consciousness alike. You are loved.
Thank you very much, Aradev and Deborah, for your question. We have a chat room question, and I am going to pull that up now. Not sure if this person wanted to be anonymous or not, so I'm going to say it's anonymous. This person says, for my guides, looking at my energy, what is the probability for me having an astral projection? I have been using binaural beats. Are there any tips you can give me? Also, do I have any messages from my guides?
Yes, first of all, the probability of you successfully gaining your astral projected state is 100%. You are already astral projecting each night that you close your physical eyes. If you are speaking in your aware and conscious lower fractal consciousness to retain that memory, then we are looking at probabilities that are in the high 30%. Now, we understand when hearing this number, it can be quite disappointing from the human perspective. But what we are telling you is that out of all the possible or probable scenarios in which we see 39% of them are successful, some of them will instantly change their energy from where you are in this moment. In 1 week period, they will be depressed and destructive and angry. In a month, they will disconnect from the concept of desiring to do it at all. So in that essence, that percentage is quite high. What we can suggest to you is working upon the concept of knowing that your excitement is there. When you know that your excitement is there, it raises the probability exponentially. If you desire to receive a message from one of your guides, there is an entity who brings forward this message. As you look into your own consciousness, as you are looking into your own thoughts, the further that you try to receive from others, the further you will gain within yourself, the further that you give of yourself, the further that you will receive from others. It is an exchange of give and take that this entity desires for you to see. The even and common occurrences between distribution and receiving of energy from sources that you are connected to emotionally. We are not saying to give and take and give and receive energy from someone who you do not like or do not appreciate is not wealth. If you are able to do that in a healthy and balanced way, that is acceptable. But this entity, knowing the energy of your own consciousness, expresses more so to look at those that you are positive feelings and emotions come when you think of them. That is the energy to try to work through in sharing, exchanging, giving, and taking. There is times where you take too much for others, where you do for them, you give up your own consciousness, and you take a great deal of request to help others. And there are other times when you are not giving to your full potential in what you believe you could, so there feels negative responses and thoughts and emotions. I am not doing all I can. I am not being as good as I could. Try to remind yourself that when you get into the mindset of becoming too tired of giving or not appreciating yourself because you feel you have not given enough, you know what the proper balance is when your emotions are clear. So look upon that deeply and know that as give and take comes, the balance is already known to you by the positive emotions that come with it. We thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that, Aradev.
Yes.
And I can definitely relate to that. And I think a lot of the people listening can also relate to that as well.
Yes.
We have a lot of givers that call in on the show. Okay. There you go. Water has been especially important lately. As you guys have been listening throughout the week, you've noticed the increase in water intake. So is that important right now for the human collective, getting more water with all the changes? Just as a side note, nothing to...
Yes, when you are looking at the co-created and collective consciousness of humanity, to connect to the water element can be vitally important for many, not just upon the physical level, but an energetic level. Connecting to the first density and elemental consciousnesses in all formats, not just water, can help increase grounding through this moment, but also can help within your own internal chakra system, connecting from your first and third chakras, sometimes even your heart and throat chakras. So working upon the energy of intake for water is a very important thing for many.
Yes, I've noticed that Rob and I have had a huge increase in our need for water consumption. So like, maybe that's a collective thing too.
Yes, it is all a co-created collective consciousness thing.
All right, we have another chat room question here from Ron. And he says, we know 2016 is the year of great change, with many signs showing in the fall of this year. We also know that there are high probabilities for life to be discovered beyond our world sometime this year, along with another sighting from our children, the Ariel. So we know there is no such thing as a future, but more so probabilities. Can you, Aradev, speak on more things that are of high probability for 2016 that we have not yet learned?
Yes, there is a great deal of consciousness that is high in probability for the Earth Collective. First of all, looking at the structure in which your politics are played throughout, there will be a great deal of the majority of consciousness being able to see more transparency within that concept. There is also high probabilities in mass sightings throughout the world in this year. There is also high probabilities that connected consciousnesses throughout their own interpretation of groups or societies will start learning the attributes of consciousness as they begin to unite through meditation or common thought. You will see much smaller groups achieving great things throughout their meditations in this year and being able to bring tangible proof to the rest of the world about exponential growth within their own experiences, some involving contact, some involving the physical attributes of health. This is another high probability. Also, when you are looking at the concept of this year in general, you will also see high probabilities in the influence that all of you have within your own lives. And what we mean by this is soon a wave of understanding both through science and common sense, will occur to many of those who are in a heightened position of consciousness now. They will start seeing more so their thoughts melting certain belief systems down, but also how their thoughts and belief systems are crafting and creating the environment around them. Seeing yourselves as the creators you are will also be one thing that is high in probability. Now, if you are looking into the concept of technology, this year will also be expressed within your astronomy community a great deal of things that were not known previously. Also, a high probability goes with your subatomic particles, what many of you call physics on the small levels, what some of you dare to call, perhaps it is called a different concept within each of your own mind, but we are speaking of the quantum physic realm. When you are looking at the smallest particles, there are high probabilities of being breakthroughs within those. The Andromedan consciousness that comes forward earlier in this year expressed that the more that you look into how your own consciousness interacts with your physical body through your technology now, the more that you will grow. And there is a great probability of in the next 3 years, humanity seeing this in a much more hearty way. We thank you.
That is amazing. Thank you so much, Arda. And that reminds me to the morning before last, Rob went out to go look at the stars, you know, before the sun comes up, as he always does. And he came and got me up and he said, hey, Arcturus is out and is really bright. You should come and see it. And as soon as we stepped out and looked up, we saw a UFO whiz by really fast. And I suspect that a lot of us will be getting such experiences like that. Out of curiosity, very quickly, who was that we saw whizzing by so quickly?
The entities that you saw was your 103 collective showing you more physical attribute. It was not a ship in the sense that you think. A physical technological ship. It was a light that encompassed the energy of the manifestation of them.
That's amazing.
Yes.
That's really curious. That sounds like something we should have a show on later too, or a talk on later in the upcoming future, how to determine which manifestation, whether it's a physical ship or, you know, there's so many stories of connection that I've heard that come in so many different variations. And I think it's important to keep an open heart and mind as to how that connection will be met, wouldn't you say, so that we can be more open to having connections with to the Ayel or our hybrid children, the Pleiadians, Andromedas, whoever it is that we're seeking.
Yes, it is quite important to see how your own co-creation plays a part of that. To be able to see for the majority of humans is to believe. And once belief is then given more strength, is perhaps even more so brought to your own eyes in a fruition that gives you a tangible understanding, something tangible to either perceive or experience. It gives you the ability to invest more percent of your consciousness into that belief and expand your horizons exponentially.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Aradis.
Yes.
All right, switching back to phone lines. I'm going to turn my head a little bit so I'll be able to hear. Okay, we have a 503 area code. Who do we have with us tonight?
Hi, Queen. This is Aaron.
Hi, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing good. Great to hear you guys all together talking.
Oh, it's great to hear you too. Thank you for being with us tonight. Do you have a question for Trevor Ardis?
I do. I first off wanted to pass a hi to Treb, and then I had a question for Ardis. My question for Ardis was based on the answer he gave me, I think a little over a year ago. I was experiencing reaching higher density or fourth density or higher dimensional states for first time. And Artiv gave me this advice, this visualization technique to go deeper into this higher love state, actually, is now what I remember what he was saying. And it was visualizing on a purple or violet triangle in the center, and then a blue triangle on one side of it, and then a indigo triangle on the other side of that purple or violet triangle. My question is tried many times in meditative state to visualize on that, but I don't get too much success with it. And I just wanted to, I guess, maybe get some more input or maybe some more help with that, because I'd really like to go deeper into that state.
Yes, first of all, we wish to express to you that Trebor Yetani gives his own greetings to you also. Secondly, to the question at hand, the energy in visualization does not work in the same manner in what it used to, because your energy has shifted greatly. Now, when you are working on finding a new technique that will help open your energy into the ways, or even more extensively past the ways that once you were experiencing, we can give you a new technique in order to use. First of all, we will step aside for one moment. There is an entity that is one of your guides in a galactic nature who wishes to express this technique to you more deeply. One moment.
Dear friend Aaron, it is so happy to be able to talk to you for this time. I want to share with you how to visualize this part. This visualized part can be done for you very easy. So when you're visualizing, I want you to start using faster breathing in the front of your visualization. So breathe in very fast in your nose and mouth, and I will try to mimic it through Rob and by doing it this way. And continue doing that breathing for about 2 or 3 minutes time. And then when you do a minute's time of 2 or 3, stop doing that breathing and start doing more deep breathing, where you're breathing in very, very deep and in your nose. And then when you breathe out, make it a faster breath, so it's kind of pushing it all out at once. And I'll try to mimic this also through Rav. And after you do that for another 2 to 3 minutes, then start breathing normally. And when you start breathing normally, very deep in, very, very deep out, then start the visualing. I want you to place a number of 6 globes in your own mind. And when you place the 6 globes, place them on the tips of a 6-pointed star. And I am not sure the name of this geometry shape, but place the 6 star with a globe on the end of each. On the very top of the globe, you'll have white, and on going counterclockwise to the right from the top being white, then the next one will be blue, and then the next one will be purple, the next one is indigo, the next one is violet, and the next one is silver, and then you have all 6 of them. So after you visualize those in that order, then start going clockwise around them, starting at the white and going clockwise all the way through the silver back into the white. And I want you to just continue that light going around. And after it goes around, it will pick speed up. And after the speed picks up, it will create a funnel or a vortex. And as that vortex is shared, it can truly bring in more of the energy that you're desiring. You're growing now. My dear friend, you're growing from the place of third density to fourth. And right now, your fourth density consciousness is already expanded, and you've had a chance to experience that very well. So continue growing your experiences and get higher into that fourth density, my friend. And I know there is a thought coming from one of you that says, who are you and why are you here? What is your name? What is your place? And I will just tell you that my name is E. And in my own place where I come from is a planet that none of you are aware of. There is a star that goes way far out through your Leo constellation. And that star is not known to you. The planet's not known to you. We call the planet Telel. And Telel is one of our planets that is very exciting for us to share with humans for the first time. I am always with you, my friend, and I am always going to be with you, sharing my own love and appreciation.
We are back without hesitation or delay. This is Ari.
Thank you so much, Ardeth, and also to Anthony. Oh, wait, it was Aaron, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay. We have our next caller, 206 area code. Who do we have with us this evening?
Hello, this is Risha, and actually
hey,
Stanley's
Risha.
Too. So wonderful to talk with you, Aradif, and to hear. I'm so excited about this year. It's just the most wonderful year in the world, and I feel like we're just right on the verge of so many changes. And that's kind of what my question is about today. Stanley and I are going to be making a move to New Mexico. And at this, sometimes I think it's actually the move is going to be bigger than I think. Sometimes I think we're actually leaving our physical bodies, or we're actually having our physical bodies change to something that we hardly will recognize. And I feel like that's happening really fast. And one of the things that I've been just aware of is not holding on to old patterns and old thoughts. And so this is my whole question. Okay, it's it's a silly question in a way, but it's not silly to me. We're going to be moving some furniture to our new home. We have in this house that we've lived in for 60 years furniture that I've had since I was a child. I actually like it. It's really nice. Some of it I don't have any feeling about, but there are a few pieces that I have this feeling like it contains more energy from my ancestral line, and I want to take it to my new home, but I don't want to bring any attachment energy with it. Does any of this make any sense, Aradif, and can you help me make sense of it for myself?
Yes, and first of all, greetings to both yourself and Standy. And yes, we can express our own perception about this. The energy that you feel is not just the normal or simple human reaction when it comes to attachments of things they desire and like. As you are aware, there is more of an energy than just the average first density consciousness that comes with what most humans perceive as inanimate objects. There are second and third density consciousness that attach their own consciousness to that. And it is not only been one or two entities. There are dozens of entities who have co-created experiences around those. And those objects are what some of the entities that are psychic in nature upon your planet would be called a charged energy or a charged item. Those consciousnesses mean something to you. As you understand, your own lineage, not only speaking through your DNA and your family and the human sense, but also through consciousnesses of your oversoul, there has been entities that are deeply connected to you, that have owned or processed energy around those specific items. Now, understanding as you are moving through, you do not wish to attach yourself to a great deal of many things. You feel this great new energy coming forward as you make this move. So understanding your own excitement about that can also give you the opportunity to not try to overcomplicate the concept of if or if not you should bring it. You understand from all things we have expressed within our own perception and how we would share energy is that if something excites you, then co-create with it or create for it. In that essence, you understand your excitement there. You have deeper subconscious understandings of the relationship. Once you reach your place in consciousness where you are able to explore the greater depths of your own consciousness, but also expand out into those alternate perceptions of reality in your oversoul, finding the answers of where this belonged, who it belonged to, and why it matters to you will become more clear. That is why you are feeling that attachment to bring it with you. That is why you are feeling the need and desire. So what we would share with you is that if the concept of finding the answers of why it means such a great deal to you after you move, then take it with you. If this is something that does not excite you, then you can leave it be. But we understand and know by your energy alone, it excites you greatly. The expansion you speak of upon your move is not just an expansion into different consciousness or body. It is an expansion of the combined essence of yourself, and we have expressed this previously. It is not only Stanley, it is not only Risha, it is the third entity, which is both of you. It is also the entity that both of you perceive one another for. So this brings the total of five entities into a two-person relationship. This move will also help explore the aspects of all five of those consciousnesses. It will also help an expansion and uniting of those consciousnesses. This move is both great in energy and great in understanding and experiencing your expansion. And we thank you for this.
Thank you so much, Arida.
Yes.
And also to Raisha, and I wish you and Stanley the most incredible experience with your new move. Okay, let's see. We have 312 with us this evening. Who do we have?
Hi, it's Patrick.
Hey, Patrick. How are you?
Good.
The snowing over there, too?
Yeah.
Patrick's from Chicago, for those of you that don't know. We're on the other side of the lake, so we always have to keep note.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Good.
Do you have a question for Ardiff or Trev?
Yeah, for whoever. My question would be, the entity that came through last time gave me a symbol to connect with him, and I tried to create it and visualize it, but I wasn't sure if I got it correct. So I want to help with, like, you know.
Yes, we understand. You desire to have help connect concept more extensively. Is this correct?
Yes.
Yes. Now, first of all, understanding, Patrick, that your own energy shifts, that your own consciousness moves rapidly. Your energy and connection to that entity is still valid, but we wish to express to you there are three more entities that are connected to you in this moment whose energies are more directly connected to you. Now, in our experience with human consciousness, humans tend to bring forward the entities in which they desire to connect to for the benefit and growth of their own self, both with their lower fractal consciousness, but also their higher fractal consciousness. So what we would ask you is, if you desire to connect to one of the new entities that are connecting to you, as their energy tends to be more strongly connected to you in this moment.
Yes.
Yes, one moment. We will connect you to the one who is perceived to have the greatest excitement to connect you in this moment. One moment. Patrick, it's very, very happy times. For the happiest times for us to share is very intriguing. And I wanted to share my own desire to share with you tonight. I know that you have tried to work on a lot of things for your meditation. I know that you've worked on making contact. But I see a very simple way for you to make contact easier. And this contact isn't going to be with me right now, but that's where it can lead yourself to. So contact in the way that I think will be easiest for you is contact with yourself. You have a part of you that's bigger, a part of you that's more, that you know and that you experience in your own life, and that part has been called the higher fractal consciousness, but I would call it the higher self. And this higher self for you is something that is special and unique and very, very intimately involved with your daily lives. And this will be the easiest one and the most benefit for one that I think I can see. We'll tell you the easiest way. When you're getting ready to lay down or to rest, I want you to close your eyes and I want you to picture yourself and I want you to picture yourself with a string that's silver and it comes from the top of your head and that string reaches up to another you and that you is the you that you always have desired to see, the you that is perfect in your mind, because that part is still you. It's just a different part of you. So connect your string from that consciousness to yours. And as you're connecting to that, ask that Patrick. Say, Patrick, I need to communicate with you. I want to find answers to questions. So then you can start asking the questions and say, is this a good idea for me to go here for this week? And then that Patrick or that version of the higher Patrick will tell you yes or no, or maybe not this week, maybe next week. It will give you answers. This is going to be a lot easier than learning to bridge something, because right now you're seeing those other people, myself and Trev or Aradif, to be completely different than you. Even though they are, they're not. But when you see Patrick on the end of that silver cord, then you'll be able to see the biggest part of you that knows you the best. So please, please try this, and I think it will be the highest success level that you've ever had for communicating with your telepathy. Thank you. Thank you, Fred.
Oh, thank you so much.
We are back without hesitation or delay yet again. This is Auditive.
Thank you, Auditive. Thank you. And thank you, Patrick. That's amazing. All right. Let's see. Moving right along, we have a Skype caller. I'm only going to say the last part of the name just for your privacy. Last name on this Skype name is Thor, so I'm going to open up the line. Who do we have with us this evening?
Oh, good evening. This is David.
Hi, David. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. I was hoping that maybe Ardif or Trep or someone else can give me some insight about the entities that I have channeled over a couple of months, mostly of brilliance. Just how clear I got them, or if he is familiar with any of those entities. Most particularly Morkul and a feline person called Metax.
Yes, first of all, greetings And we also wish to express to you that we have connected to your energy. We have seen your energy as your own energy has connected to both Rob, to both Vashta and Kalina. We have seen your own energy as it is expressed. When you are connecting to these entities, your own channeling capabilities have become much more clear. You have raised your own ability to connect with clarity in over 12% in the last 2.5 months. You are connected upon a higher, more intimate level. Now, if you are expressing a question, if we are aware, neither myself nor Trebor Yitzni are directly and intimately acquainted with these entities as we would be with one another, but we are very aware of their energy as they connect you, as they connect throughout the galactic collective consciousness. In that way, what we can express to you is that by your own ability to expand your consciousness, your own ability to enhance the level of channeling in which you have, that in itself gives you not only the proper channels in order to connect more deeply to these entities, but also, as you are well aware of, to connect to more entities, different entities with different perceptions and experiences. What we would tell you is, in the concept of how well you are doing very well. Your excitement stays. Your ability to connect also stays. That means you are doing very great. And we thank you.
Thank you, Arda. And David, I'm going to bring you back on the line for a second because I kind of want to do a little bit of plug-in for you, if you don't mind.
Sure, go ahead.
And if you feel compelled to tell who you are and the kind of channeling that you do. And have you opened up your channeling to the public yet?
Yes, I guess you could say that. My name is David Lauer, and I'm channeling mostly Kalask, which is a reptilian group from the Draconis star system where they originally came from. They're now more moving into a more balanced perspective between dark and light, so this is mostly what they're talking about when they're speaking through me. But I've also started channeling numerous other entities. Most of them are being either reptilian or at least hybrids of reptilians and others. And recently also a feline being that goes by the name of Metax. And actually, there's going to be public channeling pretty soon, next Monday, around 4 p.m. Central European time, if you want to check that out. And you can also go to my public webpage, which is kalask.weebly.com, which is kalask, K-A-L-A-S-K, kalask. weebly.com, and also just Google Kalask or search Kalask on YouTube, and you should find the videos that are there publicly available for everybody, and you can also book private sessions. Thank you.
Oh, yes, thank you so much, David, and thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you. Thank you for giving me the time on air.
And you guys, just so you know, Rob, he teaches channeling, and if I correct, Ardip, he is the first one that really started doing extensive channeling, working with Rob, correct?
Yes, he is the first entity who Rob is connected to and taught channeling, who has shared their channeling in a public format.
And Kalask, I've actually spoken with Kalask before, and it was amazingly insightful. He said things about myself that, we'll put it this way, buried to my own self, and was able to bring it to the forefront and was very healing. So really incredible if you guys want to have a really beautiful experience with that. I definitely recommend David. And yeah, that's amazing. I didn't even recognize the full Skype thing, but I'm glad, David, that you called in tonight. This is really exciting because a lot of people are opening into channeling these days, aren't they, Aradis?
Yes, the human collective consciousness has expanded their own horizons internally, which externally is perceived as the ability to use those things that once humans did not believe either existed or believed were special to few, the ability of telepathy, the ability of self in inner communication in a clear way, clairvoyancy, psychic mediumship, all of these things are expanding with the human collective. More entities, as they explore their third to fourth density exchange, are now expanding into that very smallest and lowest part of the fourth density, which gives them the opportunity. And then, after they make these connections, they are expanding even more so into the fourth density.
Mm-hmm.
We congratulate you all for this.
Yeah, thank you. It's very exciting to all wake up together and have all these beautiful, exciting experiences together, and also to be able to perceive and meet beings such as yourself and Trev.
Yes, it is quite a great treat for all of us.
Okay, so I see. Now, Rob had said 10:20, correct?
Just yes.
Just to make sure. Okay, I got an eye on the time. We still have some callers to take, so I'm going to go ahead and move along there. We have 407 as our next caller. Who do we have with us this evening? 407, are you there? Are you there, 407?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Hi, Kalina.
Okay.
Sorry.
Hi.
I'm sorry, I fell asleep. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Hi. Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, it's, good evening. I'm glad you saw a sighting of your 103 Collective.
Oh, thank you.
You and Rob are amazing. Hello, Aridis. No question. Mostly it's just a general broadband of my energy and basically what my energy is telling you, some maybe what I need to know in general, or I could also be more specific as to a question. Just want to know kind of like what he's tapping into for me.
Yes, within the area of consciousness and where you are, there has been an expansion in the last 6 months, but this is what we would call our most overall view. When it comes to reading into energy more so, we must be directed in which area of your energy to look at. To look at the overall, we can see a growth or even a restriction of energy, but we cannot see the certain concepts or ideas. If you desire for more specific area of consciousness you desire for us to look upon, this will perhaps assist us in assisting you.
Oh, I'm sorry, one second. Let me get her back online.
Yes.
There you go, sweetie. It's open.
Okay, thank you, Kalina. Yes, does he mean more specific, like in asking the question, or can he go ahead and tune into that?
Yes, by asking a question, it gives us the opportunity to see that area of energy more deeply.
Okay, my apologies. All right, yes, in regards to my expansion, I feel connection to the Yael and the Orion constellation. I'd like to know if these two things are correct for me, and maybe if not, then who should I basically put my attention towards? Who would I be more connected more for that expansion and that growth? Thank you so much, Aridis, and good evening to you, Kalina.
Good evening to you, too.
Yes, first of all, no apologies are ever needed when it comes to connecting to our own energy. What we perceive is a great master creator exploring the inner parts of themselves and using us as a great tool or a mirror to reflect the parts in which you desire to see. Therefore, apologies are not needed in that way, and we understand that is a very formal thing upon your planet to do. But what we can share with you is that the perceptions of Yael energy and the perceptions of Orion energy are very correct for you. That is why you feel a great excitement. That is why you are being pulled towards those two energies. Those two energies serve great purposes within your own consciousness. Now, this is what most humans call the chicken or the egg conundrum. Most humans see, is it those entities connecting to me that draws my attention to them, which makes me aware? Or is it because I am aware of them and something perhaps slightly resonates, it pulls my own energy towards them? What we would say is it is both of these. When you think of the concept of law of attraction or like with like, then what you are seeing our two consciousnesses co-creating for a very important reason. The energy of the RL is calling to you because you are connected. Throughout your oversoul, you have a connection with the RL. Several entities in the RL, or what some would even call the RL counterparts. You also have a hybrid child within the RL consciousness. That energy calls to you. The feminine energy calls to you from that child. Now, when you are looking into Orion, all humans are related to Orion energy. All of you are aware of the ancient times and the Orion Wars, but not all of you are aware how you are connected more deeply to the Orion consciousness. There are many entities that still reside within the constellation of Orion from your linear eyes or from your Earth perspective that are deeply connected to the human story, that are connected to the human perception. We will give you one of these linear pathways. There is a consciousness that during the Orion Wars was one of what you would call victimized. They were perpetrated against. The entire race was killed, and in their next reincarnation cycle, they became humanoid versions of their old consciousness. They had to work through the victimization process. Along with that entirety of the process, after that occurred, a new race, a new incarnation cycle, those entities being that of amphibian consciousness or amphibian hybrid consciousness. Those entities exist within your now linear time and connect humanity. They know their history. They know that consciousness from ancient reptilian and consciousness from ancient Andromedan were a great part of their past story. They look upon those entities. They see where their energies are directed in these times. And a majority of consciousness around the galaxy knows about the Earth collective consciousness. They know about your own history. Many of them share similar interests of yours when it comes to finding history in their own incarnation cycles, when it comes to connecting energy from one consciousness to the Earth collective and seeing how it plays out. So that is why you are drawn to that. There are entities in the amphibian hybrid consciousness that are in your oversoul, that are connecting to you now, that reach out to you in your sleep state. So what we suggest, take the newly extended understanding of your connection, play it out throughout your sleep state. This is where you gain a great ability to connect more deeply into those areas that once previously you were not able to see. We thank you.
Thank you so much, Arda.
Yes.
And we're going to roll right along and take our next caller, 512. Who do we have with us this evening?
Hey, this is Matt.
Hey, Matt, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Excellent.
Cool. I have a question for Trevor Ardiff. I've begun learning to channel, and the main consciousness that I channel, I call Ariana, is kind of like a council of like seven beings from what I understand, and I'm like the eighth member of the council. So I'm just curious, and I would like a little bit more information as to where they come from, what density they reside in, and my connections with them.
Yes, greetings to you also. And first of all, we wish to express to you that this eight-member council co-created collective consciousness stays a bit mysterious to you for a reason. The energy that comes from this group that is connected to you, the ones in which you are bringing forward more and more of their energy, stays at that anonymous level for a very specific and particular reason. Many humans get caught up in certain attributes of where, why, what, how, instead of listening to the concepts of the energy. Due to your vantage point, you have a very unique ability to be able to experience the information. You are able to listen to what is being said and have a greater understanding, because not only is it being said through you, but it is also being felt through you. So even if you are to shut out your light and stay completely unconscious, just as Rob is able to do. He absorbs that information energetically. What we can suggest to you is that when you are ready to find those specific attributes of who, what, and where those consciousnesses come from, that is the level in which you are able to open up a new part of energy within yourself that will allow you to channel these entities differently. That is why they are not getting into the great specifics in this moment. They are working upon a basic level with you so that it is clearing out certain parts of resistance within you. The more that you work with this consciousness, the more that you are able to open up those resistances within your internal systems, your chakra systems, which allows greater information. Let us express from what we are able to see within the 8-person collective that you are connected to. There are many different consciousnesses, many different levels. You have energies that are from 4th, 5th, and 6th density. You also have energies that are humanoid, hybrid humanoid, and even avian within this collective. Now, understanding that when you are connecting to all of these different consciousnesses that are a bit of a collective, they will represent themselves in a different manner. They will come through to you in the most fitting way that they desire. For instance, if you are listening to Trebol Yitini's voice, it is very vibrant and very exciting. But the way that Rob would experience Trebol Yitini is not always in the same fashion. When he experiences Treb in an astral projected state, his demeanor is quite a bit more calm. It is quite a bit more relaxed. When you experience Trebol Yitini through Rob, you experience it in a very grand way. You experience it in a very exuberant way. That is because the energy of Trebol Yitini is excited. It is happy. It is experienced in a large, vibrant way. But the way that these entities operate upon a physical level and energetic level will often be different. And the more that you feel this, the more that you experience the way that energy flows, the more open you will let go of resistance, and the more information in the most specific and detailed manner will be able to come through. When my own consciousness first came through Rob, there was much more resistance there. The longer that I worked with him, the more my own consciousness could come through unimpeded. Now you are hearing me with a great deal of his resistance gone within the channeling state. That is why we are able to give the most elaborate details when before we were not able to give such great specific details. Only the ones that Rob's resistance would allow us to bring forward through him. So continue working upon your own consciousness. Continue working with these entities. And the greatest surprise in front of you will be the surprise of not understanding the information they are sharing, but understanding yourself in a brand new way. And we thank you.
Wow. That is beautiful. Thank you so much, Arda.
Yes, we have time for one question that is left.
One question, okay. We have a caller here who's next in line. 520, who do we have with us this evening?
Hi, this is Megan.
Hi, Megan. Hello. How are you?
Hi, hi Rob. Hi, Treb. Hi, Aradif. It's great to be here tonight. Thank you so much.
Yes, it is great to be within the presence of you all.
I enjoy connecting with all of you. My question, Aradif, this evening is I'm enjoying this great shift into expansive consciousness. And the ancient Andromedans, their energy comes in steadily to me, the ancient Andromedans that are living in this galaxy, I believe. And I'm wondering, is there any messages as far as, from your perspective, enhancing my level of bringing them forth? And are there any messages that you pick up from them to me? And anything that you can reflect to me, I would appreciate.
Yes, first of all, let us express to you, you understand that consciousness very well. You understand the interconnectedness that you share with these entities and their energy. The entities that come through within the Andromedan consciousness bring forward a great deal of information, ideology, to the Earth Collective. When they are specifically dealing with you, it is more of internal-based information. It is information that shows you how your own consciousness is able to expand, but also how your own ability to connect with these entities can become more intimate. Now, we are not able to make a most direct connection as we have before. We are not able to make a connection in real time, but what we can share with you is the energy that they have sent you in the last 3 days, and we can give that information to you from our perception. That information shows you working on building a platform. That platform will be built within your own consciousness in the template state or template level. When you are building that template platform through meditation, geometry, own conscious colors, numbers, vibrationally connecting to one another, that will allow you to link forward not just your higher fractal consciousness, but also to the template level of consciousness where information is exchanged between your dense and theirs by bringing forward a building, a creation of this geometric pattern that is introduced with sound vibration, numerology, and also color. It will help you build a more direct pathway to their energy being less resistant to you. So what we suggest to you, we are not seeing the entirety of the pattern. To assist yourself in receiving that download, practice creating things. Practice creating geometric patterns in a third-dimensional way. When you build that in the third-dimensional way, it will allow you to see from every angle what it looks like. After you build this geometric pattern that is complex and beautiful, you will add colors to them. Then you will add sound vibration while you are visualizing. You will bring your voice inward. You will start with oming and then use other sounds. As you work upon that level, that is their way to connect you more deeply, but also your way to connect to you more deeply. We thank you. We also wish to express before we disconnect in this evening, it has been a very great pleasure to know to all of you that our expression that you are loved is not only our expression for the benefit of you, but it reflects upon the way that we perceive you. Our own love goes with all of you. We wish to also express you, Karina, great greetings and adieu for this evening, as we are grateful for your presence and assistance in this evening.
Thank you so much, Artif, for being here. And do you think Trev can pop in for just a second to say hi? Or
yes, it is possible for Trev or Yitni to come forward. We wish to express to all of you, we bid you adieu.
Thank you so much, Artif. You are loved. Hi, Trev.
Good evening, Kalina.
Good evening. I just wanted to say hi and see how you're doing.
Yes.
We couldn't have a totally Trevless night.
Yes, I am doing very well. I am very excited to be here, and I have been able to bring forward information and greetings to all of you throughout Ardev's information. As he is speaking to you, I am also in conversation and connection with him. This gives me the opportunity to share my own energy, not only with him, but with all of you. I wish to express to all of you my own excitement of seeing how much the collective has grown in their own knowledge, has grown in their own heart spaces, and also has grown within their own wisdom banks.
That is amazing.
Yes, and very excited as well.
And you know who else is excited is our kitty who was sleeping, saw Trev come in, jump right down, and getting her pets in.
Yes, and she is very exciting as well. Yes. I wish to express to all
all of you that I will leave you this evening in love and in light, and we will experience each other again very soon.
We definitely will, Trev, and you know what we're going to be doing for Valentine's Day special. That's a secret to the public.
Yes, yes, and it is very exciting as well.
A gift to all of you, our love for you, and we feel like it'll be a very special treat, as Ardef would say.
Yes, and I love you as well. Good
night. I love
night.
You too, Trev. Good night. Much love to you and Ardef. Welcome back, baby. We had quite possibly, in my opinion, one of the best radio sessions ever. I know.
Well,
I say
that's
that.
Always good to hear.
That was really good. Amazing.
All right. Well, I'm always glad to hear that. I'm still coming back, everybody, a little bit. But I just want to tell everybody, thank you guys for all experiencing and supporting our work that we do here. We're so excited that there's such a great response every week. And I wanted to tell you guys that I love you guys very much. And we're going to be sharing more and more information. So just keep your eyes peeled on the Facebook pages. There's a ton of them. There's also the YouTube channel. And we're going to be sharing a lot of free material this year. And it'll be amazing.
Yes. It will be. I'm really excited about this year. And
yeah.
It's funny, I think everybody's been kind of getting that sputtery energy from 2015 and getting into the cycle of 2016, because I know for me, I've had a lot of realizations of things that I want to do and pulling myself out of the muck. Anybody who's ever seen like rain, it's just raining gets in the soil, and if you like walk through it, it's like you're kind of almost pushing through it, but you know, it makes it into some beautiful, fertile after some time soil, or
yeah,
even clay, and you can kind of mold it, so you work with that. And so that's kind of the energies I feel that Rob and I have been making. A lot of changes, like stuff you guys don't even know, don't even want to know, you know, because it's just, you know, human stuff. We're all going through our thing. And
last
through
year
all of that,
was a lot like that mud hole at the end.
Yeah,
of
but it was just like fall in and like,
where's
the, yeah. But 2016 is amazing because I feel
yeah,
like it's almost like, you know, you go to the gym and you're like lifting weights, and it's like we have so. It's given us so much more insight to what we're excited about, what we want to do. And, you know, we've been, you know, dreaming bigger of it also. Finding, you know, the tools and the resources and things that we have at our fingertips and really just diving into them. And we've been having all these creative projects that we want to do and just finding our way.
And lifting our spiritual weights at the end of all last year. And although it sucked when we were doing it and we felt that burn,
yeah,
we're so much stronger this year for it.
But definitely we have not been our best when it comes to 3D time. And so some of you guys may have noticed the erratic radio show schedules, especially mine. But we're bringing it back, and it's going to be a lot more exciting. And I was just chatting with I consider her a dear friend now in the chat room, and was talking about how yes, I am definitely going to get the EEN website up. It's going to be very simple. It's going to be something you connect to, because I noticed that even the hosts, you know, they've had their own schedules. Everybody has
yeah,
so many changes going on, and I'm thinking perhaps we should have a calendar, because sometimes if something's going on energetically, and believe me, when you teach this stuff, you don't get, you know, a hall pass, so to speak. You gotta go through everything, and
you're never immune,
right? Yeah, we have, so I think it would be good if we had some kind of a calendar that everyone could connect to, so that when hosts are doing a show. Because sometimes it is hard to do it like every Wednesday or every Friday or something at a certain time. And I'm starting to think maybe we need to find a new, you know, a new way to work
new
into
system.
This 5D model. Maybe we've
yeah,
been trying too hard to, but I do know that Rob and I talked the other night. We definitely are going to I'm bringing at least two shows a month for now. And then I'm figuring my stuff out because we want to be able to bring something even more exciting, bigger, grander, because Rob and I are pretty grandiose personalities. We're both Capricorns. The stuff you read about Capricorns, a lot of it's so untrue.
Yeah.
You know, we're pretty like, we like, it's like, you know, we try to bring like a, we like to think in our minds to bring a Broadway style version of something, you know, like grand. And
if we don't shoot big, we don't shoot at all.
You may have noticed. Like, yeah. You may have noticed the green screen. So we're like, yes, we're going to try and get, you know, as artistically pretentious as possible, you know. We want to be floating in space, too,
yeah,
you know,
no, no.
We're sitting down.
One different way to bring through what we've already been doing it, but just do it in the funner, bigger, better. The new camera, the audio, all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's just intensifies.
We save our pennies.
Stuff.
We save our pennies like crazy. You guys would, you know, would laugh like, well, like, oh no, I'm not going to get that because I want this fancy thing over here that I'm going to save money for and get that. So, and it's fun. We really,
it's been a blast this year. And this year is just starting. We've got so much more. We've been working on getting the Asheville thing event ready. We've been working on getting at least one or two, maybe even three channel panels this year. And the basic stuff. And that's what we did last year. We got so overwhelmed with all the big stuff that we didn't pay attention to the regular stuff, like the radio show, the videos on YouTube. So this year we're finding that balance. We want to be big and steady. And we want to be able to get out information to everybody in a steady, beautiful, great way, but also do these events by ourselves and with these other great channelers. So
amazing.
It's going to be a great year.
I'm going to, even though Lee Harris doesn't know this plug-in, but Rob and I came upon something yesterday. We didn't know. I don't know how we didn't see this on his website.
It's not.
Am I allowed to mention it, you think?
Yeah.
It's out there for the public. Okay, guys, for some of you guys, Lee Harris is he's an amazing channeler, but he gives, for lack of better words, I hate to say like spiritual life coaching, but he gives these messages. He channels straight from his heart, straight from who, it's incredible.
Energy forecast,
yeah,
what he calls
the energy
it.
Forecast.
Yeah.
Thank you. Was it LeeHarris.com or .net?
LeeHarrisEnergy.com.
LeeHarrisEnergy.com, mm-hmm. That's right.
Yep.
We tried the Lee Harris thing, it was totally different. LeeHarrisEnergy.com.
Yep.
He is a really amazing,
talented
musician. And like, Lee, if you're listening, if you happen to be at all, like, I'm totally going to go after you and try to get to let you play music on at least my show. Rob probably wants that too. But you guys should check it out. And the video he has, really amazing. Do you have the information up real quick while we... But he's an amazing channeler and amazing musician. And like I said, this is a case in point too, that channeling comes in so many forms. And so he definitely has the music. There we go.
Oh,
what's his YouTube? Lee Harris. Is that Lee Harris music? Is that his?
Yeah. I'm looking for that specific video.
Okay.
I'm looking for it right now.
You sent it to me on Facebook, probably.
Yeah, I did. That was a good song, too. Yeah, I'll open up Facebook. But there's a certain video, and it is the most amazing spiritual-oriented music video that I've ever seen produced. The production quality value is amazing. It is called Why, by Lee Harris and DeVore. By Lee Harris and DeVore Bozic.
Was that the one?
Yeah.
The airplane?
That's it. The Why. It's called Why, and it's by Lee Harris, DeVore Bozic, and it's done for the Venus Project. So the Venus Project, if any of you are aware, it's part of that. So if you go to Lee Harris and DvorBozek.com. That's where you'll find this music, and it's Dvor Bozic is DvorBozic. So we hear some David.
Look when it was published.
Yeah. Oh, on my birthday last year.
That
wow.
was 2015.
Yeah.
I thought the other one was in 2016.
No, it was 2015.
That was amazing. Yeah. So he told you he was wanting to work on his music some
Yeah,
more,
he's going
to
be doing work on his
I'm
music
excited.
And everything. But it's amazing stuff.
I feel silly.
We're
good friends with him, and I didn't have a clue. I'm like, where was I? I'm like,
well,
yeah.
Every time we get together, we talk about channeling because that's the excitement. We got all the channelers there, and we're all excited. So,
but yeah, he and I swear, guys, I'm always like plugging people in. In fact, David, you know, very first student who channeled, he called in. I'm like, I'm gonna plug you in since we're
awesome.
Here.
He's also
gonna
be doing this radio show too very soon. Mm-hmm. We just haven't set the date. So his channeling will be right here on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the time, guys, and we are well past our spot. So we are going to jump out and see you guys here in the next couple of weeks. Keep your eyes peeled for the page, and it will come up on Wednesday during the day at facebook.com/enlightenment.evolution.hour. That's where to get all the links for this specific show every Wednesday. Take a peek at 8 o'clock. If it's not there, we won't do the show. But we're going to try to do it on the first and third week for the month. And we're going to try to do that religiously for these call-in channeling shows. Thank you, sweetie, for being here with me tonight.
I had a blast. If I could keep going all night, I would. I'm like all excitable right now because it's just beautiful to see all of you guys opening up and doing your own things and us doing ours. And I was just excited to co-create with all of you. It's just wonderful.
Well, they are wonderful. You guys are wonderful people, and you're wonderful too, sweetie. And
look, he's talking.
I thank you guys from the bottom of my heart for supporting the work and for being here and showing up and co-creating and spending time with us. It means the world.
Yes. And for more info, you can check out etwhisperer.com.
Yeah.
And Rob keeps that updated regularly, videos and all. And then also for the YouTube channel, ET Whisperer as well.
So
the website's where you'll find out information about upcoming monthly events, Just check it back regularly. We'll be getting more information out within the next couple of months.
Yeah, and check out the website. It's all there, guys. I love you guys very much, and we'll see you this week or next on the Enlightenment Evolution Hour with your host, Rob Goth here, and special co-host, as always, Kalina Angel. Thank you, sweetie.
Thank you, guys.
Love you, guys.
Love you.
Bye.
Good night.